Anthony had his medical for just on 2 weeks ago. But the problem was the chairman and Lindsay were at the chairman's conference in Portugal or Spain, wherever it was being held. I was out the country, and then when I came back, he then had to go on holiday. So basically, it just took a little bit longer, but Anthony had given his word that he would sign, and it just took a little bit more than what we anticipated, really.
What qualities does he bring to the party?
Well, he comes with a vast experience. He's played at the highest level, Premiership, and he's also played in the Championship, which is what we need. He's got his leadership qualities. He's big, he's strong, good on the ball, and he's a very, very good defender. And I think they're all the attributes you need if you're going to play at this level.
There has been a time in his career, sadly, when injuries have got the better of him. In fact, it perhaps curtailed his international career to an extent. Do you believe all that's behind him now?
Well, he's played the last 2 years. He's played, each season over 30-odd games. And, a really tough division. So that says in itself that he's got over the injuries that he had and the problems. And, like any other player that's had injuries in the past, you've just got to probably just manage them a little bit better and make sure that, they look after themselves and do a lot of preventative work rather than, as a young player would do, is just not know his body as well as what he should do and just carry on doing something and end up making the injury far worse. So, I've monitored him for, a long time. And as I said, his record over the last two seasons at Crystal Palace is that he is a regular in their team. So, as I said, hopefully he's over all that problems.
Is there anything else imminent now for Sheffield Wednesday?
Lots.
Has the Chris Maguire transfer come to a fruition yet?
Well, there's lots of names being thrown around, and as I've said many times before, until everything is signed, sealed and delivered, I will just keep chipping away and keep trying to bring players in. But there's so much going on. We are in June. Not a great deal that happens in June. Managers are away and everything else. But you make your inquiries, you speak to players, everybody goes away on holiday, whether it be a player, the manager, the coaches or whatever, chairmans. June's always a difficult time. We've been fortunate enough to bring in a few players that we think have added to it. And that's only been enabled by us getting promoted automatically. Otherwise, really, we'd have been 2 or 3 weeks behind everybody.
Just finally, and this one, Dave, is slightly out of left field, I admit that, but Marlon Harewood, there are lots of rumours and chatter, the grapevine. Are you having a look at him on trial?
Well, again, the grapevine is always a fantastic rumour mill and everything else, and we'll just have to wait and see on that one.